Alchemists have often been considered eccentric. They appear to labor on tasks the mainstream either don't comprehend or consider impossible. Yet the alchemists of old and the modern-day spiritual alchemists are the ones who see reality most clearly and understand divine power most accurately. They know the healing, transformational power of divine energy is beyond any limitation the mind can conceive. This is why they never assume that something is impossible. They are open to the workings of divine will and how healing can best happen, which is not always in the ways one might expect. They do not see reality as fixed and the material world as a solid, impenetrable, unchanging form. They know that all of creation is energy, and energy can change form. When higher consciousness is applied to the energy, the form which evolves is one of shining divine beauty. The sole task of divine alchemists, whether they think of themselves in those terms or not, is to repair the damage that fear-based consciousness has generated in the world. A divine alchemist may do this with a focus on environmental or socioeconomic issues, or through the arts, creative expression, healing work with the body, mind, and soul, or through cooking and educating others about nourishment. Alchemists may do their work on the greater human collective powerfully but behind the scenes. They may do this by bringing higher consciousness into their own being and then allowing that to permeate their work in the corporate, financial, legal, or political sectors, or in the worlds of marketing and media, where their elevated spiritual frequency is so very needed at this time. No matter what realm you enter, your soul has the ability to trigger alchemical change. Whether you are always conscious of it or not, your presence is helping to repair bodies, minds, hearts, and souls from the terror that has been conditioned into them over lifetimes. You are helping to heal the doubt, fear-based habits, and self-destructive behavioral patterns that plague the human collective psyche. You are here to apply love, higher understanding, and wisdom to the world. In the application of that higher consciousness, alchemy begins. And in time, genuine divine beauty rises up out of the sacred fires of transformation. The ugly duckling realizes it is a swan. Alchemy always starts with the alchemist. It is will and belief that empowers the alchemist to continue with their sacred work, even if it is misunderstood or dismissed by those that don't know any better. When the oracle of divine alchemy comes to you, you are being advised that something in your world, perhaps even in your body, is going to be blessed with healing transformation so profound it can never be undone. This spiritual repair is not simply a patch-up job, but a profound reconstruction that will change the substance, quality, and consciousness of that physical world reality. There will be a purging and a reconstruction. This oracle also comes to you with a message for your alchemical empowerment. Whatever you want to change in your physical world can change. What is needed is a commitment to consciousness, growth, and unconditional trust in the process. Don't give up until it is as you would wish it to be. You must believe in yourself and in the power of the divine. The art of divine alchemy will express itself through you, and you and the world around you shall be blessed by its healing power. Then we have a healing process. To integrate this guidance, you may like to say this invocation now. I call upon the crystal angel of Aqua Aura Quartz and ascended master Mary Magdalene, who love me unconditionally. Thank you for the healing blessing of divine alchemy. May I be gifted with unassailable faith in the complete healing transformation possible with higher consciousness. May that which has become damaged be repaired. May the consciousness that has become diminished be revived into unconditional love. May all divine alchemists that serve unconditional love be empowered, supported, sustained, inspired, and motivated in their work until they manifest the divine potential seeking to be liberated through their service. Through divine will and my own free will, so be it. If you wish to further integrate this guidance, hold the oracle card with the mandala image facing inwards at the throat chakra, at the lower neck, at the base of your throat. You may like to hold the card horizontally rather than vertically if this feels more comfortable. Relax and breathe in and out several times. Then say aloud, I choose of my own free will, through this and any lifetime, and through all layers of my entire being, to release any doubt or fear of my ability to know and embody higher consciousness. I choose to place unconditional trust in the loving transformational power of consciousness and cultivate my own awareness daily, aligning it into unconditional love. May the blessing of divine alchemy restore my physical reality into absolute alignment with divine will and unconditional love. May all divine alchemists be so empowered that together we can create heaven on earth for all. Through divine grace and unconditional love, so be it. Hold the oracle card flat between your palms so you can place your hands in prayer position with the oracle card between them. Bow your head and say, May divine alchemy prevail and restore all of creation to its authentic shining glory, according to divine compassion and in service to the great divine plan of love unfolding, so be it. You can finish your healing process with this affirmation said aloud 3 times. Through my surrendered service, divine alchemy heals and transforms me and my world.